down to the wire. Can the Griffins get their revenge, or will the Gales stay golden at Richardson Stadium? There's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Join us for our pregame show at 2:45 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one.
Join CFRC at Kingston Writers Fest for At a Loss for Words with Carol Off on September 29th at 10:45 at the Screening Room. In a world where wokeness and fake news are thrown around as pejoratives, Carol Off offers her insight on how to mindfully traverse the current global political climate with the best vocabulary we have access to. Join her for a look inside her latest book, At a Loss for Words, which delves into the meaning of her 6 chosen words, freedom, democracy, truth, woke, choice, and taxes, unpacking the forces from right and left that have altered them beyond recognition. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, visit kingstonwritersfest.ca.
Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai marinheiro, vai, vai.
It's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Song Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is a weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily. Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hi everyone, it's Emily, and this is Sad Song Central on CFRC 101.9 FM. This week, I've got a playlist about storms. If you're new here, I do like a theme or like a loose theme every week. So this week I've got a few songs about like the weather, and I feel like changing weather is used a lot in like movies, especially like if it's raining, like something's big is happening, someone like professes their love in the rain. And so music can kind of be the same way. This first song is going to be Life Goes On by the Sundays. This has been quite a Sundays summer for me, I guess. For the past few months, I've been obsessed with them. I guess I really only knew a few songs by them before, and they're so cool. So, yeah, Life Goes On is, it's kind of an unreleased one, or released and unreleased. I don't really know all the lore, but it wasn't on Spotify, and now it is. So I was listening to it on SoundCloud over and over, because it's my favorite. It's my favorite one, so we've got that one. And then The Water Is Coming by City and Color is gonna come up after that. So yeah, this is Life Goes On by the Sundays.
Stone. common? Can we survive mankind? Pray for redemption, gnash your teeth and gnaw.
Because you will not care.
Ketchum, Idaho by Boy Genius, and before that it was The Water's Coming by City and Color. Yeah, that's probably my favorite, one of my favorite Boy Genius songs. I've played it here before. I just think the song is so beautiful. They recorded it with one mic. I think it's the most special one on their first EP, just because, I don't know, it's about being at home and not being home, and I guess it's about being on tour for them. But she says, I would walk around, but it's really coming down. So I felt like it was fitting. Okay, next up, it's going to be Storms by Fleetwood Mac. It's a classic one. I have been wanting to read Stevie Nicks's like biography. My friend said she read it, and it was like really interesting. Stevie Nicks seems like a really cool and intriguing person. And this song, she says, I've never been a blue calm sea. I've always been a storm. So I feel like that makes sense, because I feel like she's kind of messy, but in a cool way. This is going to be Storms by Fleetwood Mac, and then after that, it's going to be Evening Dream by Mo Kenny. Okay, this is Storms by Fleetwood Mac.
Slowly go away from me. This is only
that was Stormy Weather by Pixies, and before that it was Evening Dream by Mo Kenny. Yeah, Evening Dream's a new one from Mo Kenny. I've played them a couple times here, and then, yeah, I've always got to get in that Pixies quota, so... Yeah, coming up, this is going to be She's Thunderstorms by Arctic Monkeys, and then after that, it's going to be a really mellow kind of like instrumental one, Dark Patterning by Ian Foster. Yeah, I was just listening to Ian Foster's album Nerve the other day when I was trying to clean my room, and yeah, it was kind of relaxing and cool, so yeah, this is She's Thunderstorms by Arctic Monkeys.
She's thunderstorms lying on her front up against the wall. She's thunderstorms.
Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
setting in. And where will you be when the little light grows dim? Well, we woke up this morning with clouds over our bed. Can't explain why our love up and went dead. Well, it's okay if you feel a little bitter pain. It's Sunday and it's pouring down rain. Shining today. Used to be things would always go our way. We're hanging on to the little bit we got left, never knowing if we're feeling that we feel is best.
That was Daylight Dreaming by Andy Schaaf, and before that it was It's Sunday Pouring Down Rain by the Skydiggers. It's Sunday Pouring Down Rain was pretty topical for this week, but also I felt like it was really funny. I don't know, I think the Skydiggers must have a sense of humor or something. So I really loved that. And then I've been wanting to play a Andy Schaaf song. So I played him before here, and I was lucky enough to see him play to open for Lizzie McAlpine at Budweiser this summer. And I think I have a renewed love for him. I don't know. I liked his music before, but he came out. It was still light out, obviously, because he was opening. And it was super, like, Lizzie McAlpine's whole vibe was super chill. So it was a good time. And he came out just him and his guitar, no band, nothing. And he opened for us solo. And yeah, he was just super impressive. He seemed like a really cool guy. And also his voice sounds like exactly the same as when he sings in like recorded stuff. And so I felt like it was really cute. He was saying a lot of funny things too. Like I liked his, no, it was funny. He was like cracking jokes. Nobody was laughing, but he was making jokes and stuff. He said at one point, and I wrote it down because I was also a little drunk at this. So I was like, this is the funniest thing ever. He said in between songs, he was like, it's really nice, but it also feels like I never played a show in my life. When he was talking about like playing for such a big crowd. So yeah, he would go on like tangents about the lottery and like how he really wants to win the lottery. So yeah, all in all, Andy Schaaf is a good time. I think he's coming to Kingston soon, or like in October. So if I can, I want to see him play here. Because I think it'll be smaller, but I don't know. I was very impressed. Okay, we've got another Canadian artist coming out. Probably my favorite Canadian. It is Resin by Pool Blood. After that, I've got Where'd the Time Go by Khalil Lee. So both Torontonian artists. Very cool, mellow songs. So the vibes are getting pretty chill for the end of this show. So yeah, this is Resin by Pool Blood.
Mm-hmm. by your eyes. Notice the hollow and out of your cheeks. How you've grown up to desire nights quiet and meek. A bright start to your day, the gold mine of sleep. How you welcome the tears, how the juice switched to tea. And how the big things, they are shrinking, and the small things, they've grown.
That was Where'd All the Time Go by Kalia Lee, and before that it was Resin by Pool Blood. Yeah, Kalia Lee I found on TikTok, and she's so cool. It was literally just her, you know, her acoustic covers in little TikTok videos, but I love her voice so much. She reminds me of Gracie Abrams, actually. So yeah, we're gonna end this hour off with another Sunday song. Like I said before, I was listening to the Sundays a lot this summer. I started listening to Life Goes On, and then I was like, you know what? They're so good. Why do I not, like, do a deep dive? I listened to all their albums. There was one time, actually, I was, like, really jamming out to, I don't remember which song, but, like, some song of theirs in my, like, dad's old car, which is now my car. And it was in the summer, and so the car doesn't have air conditioning, and so the windows are down. I feel so obnoxious when the windows are down and I'm listening to music, but like genuinely in the summer you cannot drive in that car if the windows are up, because you would probably pass out from like heat stroke. So the windows were down, and I was like really like having a good time listening to the Sundays music, and then I was just driving to work, and I look over, and there was like a taxi. Their windows were down also, and the taxi driver and the passenger were both looking at me and like laughing. Like, I was just jamming out too hard, I guess, and I was very embarrassed, but at least it was good music. I don't know. Yeah, the Sundays are so cute. I like did a little bit of like digging on their backstory, literally just reading like Wikipedia and a little bit of Reddit, and their story is so cute because the singer, Harriet Wheeler, and the guitarist, and he played the piano, and I don't know, a bunch of stuff. What's his name? David Govrin. They got married and they like quit, and now they have kids, and we're never heard from again. No, I don't know if they were never heard from again, but they're like focusing on, I don't know, their family, and they're doing other stuff. Mythical people that like are musicians and then like stop, just completely stop like putting out music, like are so interesting and intriguing to me. Yeah, so we've got one left. It's When I'm Thinking About You by the Sundays. It's a bit more of a chill one. Feels like a pretty sad one to me. And that'll be it for the hour. So thanks for tuning in, Sad Song Central. Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. This is When I'm Thinking About You by the Sundays. Thanks, guys.